Special guest joining me in studio today here on The Bottom Line, Stephanie Cover, the only personal injury attorney I'll ever recommend here on the program. Stephanie with an F, Cover as in cover, 877-214-4935. If you don't have her name and number in your contacts, the question I have is why or why not? I don't know if what the proper English is on that, but Stephanie, welcome back to The Bottom Line Show.
Thank you very much for having me, Roger.
You know, it's interesting when people talk about personal injury law, because oftentimes they'll say, okay, well, you know, here's the deal. I mean, I was involved in an accident or something happened at work and whatever, but I didn't think I needed a personal injury attorney because I didn't really think I was hurt. I was injured, you know, and that type of thing. How do you determine? I mean, I see this happen. I've seen the sign. We were talking about this as we walked in the studio today. I've seen the sign that says you're driving on the road. If you were involved in an accident and there was no injury, just pull to the side, exchange information, and keep going. And my first thought was, how do you know? I mean, or how do you know if you are or are not injured? Talk about why it's important to contact you first when you're involved in any kind of accident, whether it's a car accident, slip and fall, dog bite, whatever the heck it is. Because you never know the extent of the injury and you don't know what the legal ramifications are.
Right. You don't know your rights. Mm. And the other side will take advantage of your rights.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get a foundation when you start to have a relationship to establish that you know what's going on. And you can't really do that by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I've had someone that recently called me and was going to retain me. And then her girlfriend said, no, it's not necessary. The other person has insurance. I actually sent her an email and said, I believe that's a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Anyways, she ended up calling me saying she had nightmares all night because the other side was trying to do this and this and this and this and this, and she didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, what she should have done, I mean, first and foremost. And I say this, I mean, as a satisfied customer. Now, here's the thing with me, with Cover Law. I have never actually had to retain Stephanie Cover to do any law for me. But the counsel that you've given me as to whether or not I needed it was so invaluable. We're coming up on 5 years ago that I got sideswiped on my way to church in an accident that you said was kind of a perfect storm. A Christian guy gets hit by another Christian guy. One's on his way out of the church parking lot. Another one's on his way to church. Police officers just happened to be at Coffee Bean right across the way. I mean, everything went perfect in my case. We both had the same insurance company. Everything got settled within a couple of weeks. I mean, it was just, but that is so rare when that happens. And I just got a chill thinking about this woman having nightmares saying, wait, I was going to call Stephanie Cover. I did contact her. And one of my girlfriends said those dreaded words that you and I have come to loathe, which is the other party has insurance.
Right.
So what? I mean, that's gonna, I mean, what good does that do? Because the insurance company has attorneys. The insurance company has shareholders and they don't want to pay you.
The representatives are trained and they know what they can and can't do, and they're not going to educate you.
And you know that firsthand, Stephanie Cover, yeah. Because you used to be that person, not in the dastardly type of sense, but you worked for the insurance company.
Yes,
you know how the game's played.
Definitely.
Because
I remember when I would ask for money, I would write the story and I would tell the truth. But my boss would pull me on the side and goes, what really happened? And I mean, I always told the truth, but I wanted to make sure that the insurance company was fair with them. Mm-hmm. And I already knew where their perspective was, mm-hmm. and where they were coming from. So I had to word things so that they were forced to pay.
Is that part of the reason you left?
Yes.
I can see it in your eyes.
Yes.
Stephanie Cover's with me today here on The Bottom Line. Former attorney to insurance companies working on personal injury claims and now in private practice as a personal injury attorney, one of the longest running tenured law firms for personal injury law in the Southland, 877-214-4935, Stephanie with an F, Cover as in cover, or go to kbrightradio.com/coverlaw and you can fill out that information sheet. So back to the woman that contacted you and thought, okay, well, the other party has insurance. And since they have insurance, their insurance company is going to take care of it because they were responsible. There's no concern for your client or a potential client about her injury, about her damage, about anything. And these things, it's one of those hurry up and wait things, isn't it? You've got to jump on it the minute it happens.
Yes.
And know that you've got to be in it for the long haul. And how many times have I heard you sit across the table from me here in the studio and tell me this? They tell you to go to the doctor, go to the doctor. They tell you to fill out the form, fill out the form. That stuff is crucial in a case like this.
It is, because the law says the person who's injured has to prove their case.
Mm-hmm.
And to say, oh, I'm going to pray on it and try to feel better, I always pray all the time. But that doesn't stop me from going to a doctor, because the Lord uses doctors.
Right. Right.
And people sometimes say, well, I don't know if I need you. Some guidelines for an auto accident is what type of damage is to your vehicle, what type of damage is to the other vehicle. How did the impact feel to you? Did your body move in the vehicle? Mm-hmm. Did your body strike anything in the vehicle? Did you have a purse on the seat or something that fell, or, you know, objects like that? Was a vehicle that hit you have a load of object which would give it more weight, which would potentially cause more injuries because of the momentum? You also have to look at, well, how is my health?
Mm-hmm.
Did I have prior health problems?
Mm-hmm.
You know, could this trigger something that I had in the past? How do I feel right now? And a lot of times if people are numb and because they're shook up, which is very understandable,
sure.
They may not fully understand it. But within that day, you start feeling that pain, and mm-hmm. then you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't ignore the pain, but if you feel like you can ride your bicycle 150 miles, then you're fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good rule of thumb. Talking with Stephanie Cover here in studio today here on The Bottom Line about personal injury law when you need a personal injury attorney. And the short answer is, always. If you have any kind of slip and fall, we mentioned the dog bite. I mean, some people might think that's kind of a joke, but dog bites are a real deal. I mean, in terms of the amount of damage, I was reading about a family in Texas, I think it was, who had, there was a little boy who was trying to protect his younger sibling from, they were out playing with the dog and a pack of dogs came up. And he was trying to protect the younger sibling and the kid's face is all swollen. I mean, he just got the short end of that deal. And any one of those dog owners would be responsible, right? I mean, in a case like that?
Yeah, definitely. When there's a dog bite, it's very important to make a police report.
A police report, really? Okay, now unpack that. Because I'm always intrigued with the, you know, back to my earlier thing, hey, you got hit in the accident and nobody got hurt. There's no police report. And my question is always, how do you know you didn't get hurt? A police report for a dog bite. Talk about why that's important.
Well, because they have to track the dog. Did the dog have prior bites? Does the dog have a prior propensity? Does the dog have rabies?
Mm-hmm.
And animal control will take the dog and quarantine it for 10 days.
Wow.
And if there is no police report, there is no identification of the party who owns the dog. And the homeowner's insurance policy covers dog bites.
Even if it doesn't happen at home?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Yes. Well, see, another reason why I wouldn't have known that. I would thought if I'm out walking my dog and another dog shows up and bites my hand or something like that, but we're at the park, I wouldn't think my homeowner's insurance policy.
It's not your insurance. It's their insurance.
Okay.
It's right. The person who owned the dog's insurance.
Interesting.
That's a covered loss. Now, some insurance policies, you have to be careful, exclude dogs.
Okay.
Not many, but some do. But you definitely need to make a police report right away because usually if you have a dog bite, you know, the arm is bleeding
sure.
or the leg
sure.
or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've even had people who had a dog bite their lip.
Ow. Ow.
A little girl.
No,
yeah.
No. That's awful.
Yeah. And you just, you know, the owner is emotional, but the owner at the same time doesn't want to own a dog that has a propensity of biting
right.
other people.
Absolutely.
Because they're not very comfortable and they're not very relaxed about it.
Mm.
So it's a must. It's a necessity.
Mm.
And what I would do is I would call, if you're not home, I would call the police where you're at. If you're at your next door neighbor's and they're a little stressing, you can go next door to your house and let them know it was next door, whether it was you or your child mm-hmm. or something like
mm-hmm.
that. I've seen most people are concerned. There are some people that say they antagonize my dog, but people really, when you come down to it, do not antagonize a dog.
Mm-hmm. A dog that's going to bite is going to bite.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it very seldom is a well-behaved, domesticated, lives-at-home dog going to go out there and say, ooh, there's Roger, I don't like his politics, and bite me in the leg. They're just not. That's just not going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's really important for not even only for yourself, but for the homeowner. And just think of future people.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a child.
Yeah.
You never know. So it's really important. And I think that's kind of a duty as a Christian to
yes.
do that.
Yes.
You know, whether you're fine or not, which I've never heard anyone not being not injured when there's a dog bite, mm-hmm. because there are at least some people go through emotional things mm-hmm. where they don't want to be around animals or certain type of animals, and you don't even realize that at first. But the first thing to do definitely is to always make the police report.
Yeah, police reports are essential. And in addition to making that police report, you need to call Stephanie Cover. Mm-hmm. And I mean that sincerely, because I'm thinking as a grandparent, if one of my grandkids were over, we were out walking around and we've got a dog and we took Jaxie out for a little walk mm-hmm. and another dog came up and you know, the owners are saying, you know, this drives my wife nuts. Oh, go ahead and pet my dog. It's okay. We're like, no, we don't want to pet your dog. We don't care. We don't know where the dog's been. But, you know, sometimes you kind of put your hand down and make it look like it. And sometimes the dog's a little playful, and sometimes the dog might come up and bite a little hand.
Right.
And I don't want anything happening to Zipporah or Isaac or Nazareth or anything like that. They're all under five, and we don't want anything bad happening to them.
Right.
I want to make sure, okay, so I'm filing a police report.
Yes.
It doesn't mean I hate the person whose dog right. bit me. It's just I'm filing a police report, and I'm calling Stephanie Cover because there's probably something in the dog owner's homeowner's insurance policy that will cover this, and the injury is going to be pretty intense.
And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. No. You need to go to the urgent care.
Yes.
Because every time I've had a case with a dog bite, it is routine for the urgent care to give you a tetanus shot. Just to make sure you don't get any type of illness or infection.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a way of protecting yourself and your body, which is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. 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 And we have an obligation before yes. God to take care of our bodies.
Yes.
And I have learned that from Stephanie Cover, because
yes.
I am that guy who grew up in that home that said, take a couple of Advil and keep pressing through. And then all of a sudden you got a 9-inch scar in your chest because your heart needs. Now it's like, absolutely. Lisa and I were just having this conversation this morning about going for walks and staying, you know, healthy for God, for our kids, for our grandkids,
yeah.
and for the people that we interact with. So, well, Stephanie, the time always flies by when we're talking about Stephanie Cover and personal injury law. Cover Law is the law firm that I recommend. Stephanie handles personal injury. Jim handles contract. They're wonderful people. 877-214-4935. Make sure you've got that name in your contacts. If it's easier, go to kbrightradio.com/Cover Law. You can fill out the forms there and kind of get the ball rolling in terms of, I think I might have a case. Stephanie's office will follow up with you. But don't try to do personal injury law on your own. I mean, this is, if I were putting that in Instagram or whatever, it would be, don't, period, try, period, to do that. It all caps. It's too important.
One thing I want to say is that most people don't realize it's the most litigious area of civil law.
Interesting.
Because I think a lot of people think, oh, this is easy, I'm going to do it, and then they get themselves way in trouble.
Yeah. So you think, okay, I got this. Their insurance company is going to handle it. No big deal. And next thing you know, they've hired an attorney. They're taking you to court. And now you're sitting on your hands going, what do I do?
Yeah.
The best advocate you can have is a good personal injury attorney who understands your faith and understands the law. And Stephanie Cover is the perfect match of that. Stephanie Cover, thank you so much for being with us today here on the program. Always great to spend time with you here in the studio.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Roger.